All right, now, what is the question here before us?
The question is, now, you guys are so eaten up with the Rangers right now. I mean, it's really good times for the hard line.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? I mean, am I lying here?
No, no, you're not.
You guys are in better moods than I've seen you in years.
I mean, I'll tell you what I'm hating. I'm really hating the fact that they were off on Monday, and they're off tonight. I've got no baseball game to watch.
But you really hadn't had it for 2 days because they played yesterday morning.
Yeah.
So you've really been 2 full days without Ranger baseball.
That doesn't make me happy. I mean, I like going home at night and watching baseball games.
Because it's like every day you guys have been sprinkled with Ranger pixie dust, you know? And your moods are just so... Even Rhett today from the old 97s, he was like, man, these guys sure are nice, aren't they? Like, yeah. That's Grego every day in the meeting. After pixie dust system.
I'm just a happy dude. What can I say?
I don't know if it's pixie dust that we're sprinkled with.
Yeah, it is.
I think so.
Well, it's fairy dust in your case.
Yeah.
That was so unnecessary.
So we thought that we would pose a question, because the ultimate dream for both of you guys is for sports dream, is for the Rangers to win the World Series, correct?
I would like that quite a bit.
Yes. There is no question.
Could anything else the rest of the year or maybe the rest of the decade spoil? I mean, anything happen so bad that could spoil that moment or make that moment just seem cheapen?
Well, I'm sure there's always something out there, but it's kind of hard to think of what that might be.
That's your number one sports fantasy, though, isn't it?
Right. I'd like to see that happen.
Okay.
Grego, you too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's no question because there... If I could make one sports wish, that's what it would be.
Okay.
Sports.
Fair enough.
Sports.
So we got 5 questions for each of you to determine how bad you want to see the Rangers win the World Series. All right? These are kind of hypothetically. And you just answer whether or not you would go along with this for the Rangers to win it all. Greg, we'll start with you.
Okay.
And we're going to try to conquer some of your own personal demons, if you will. Get those out in the open. Maybe have you face those.
Okay.
So for you, Greg, I know you hate this. Every girl that you go out with for the next year has diarrhea, and she lets you know about it each time. But the Rangers win the World Series.
Bring on the diarrhea. You watch me fight through that.
Bring on the drop is going to be pulled.
All right, ask me that question.
Did kind of screw myself.
Well, that's
that.
Not your question,
no,
but I'll
no.
go ahead and... Would you go fight through that?
That question is irrelevant because girls can't have diarrhea because they don't do that.
That's why I didn't ask you.
Stop it.
All right, Michael, for 1 year, would you eat 4 hard-boiled eggs every day and the Rangers win the World Series?
Oh, God. I don't think so.
You're kidding.
No, I couldn't do that.
They're good for you.
4 eggs?
No, I couldn't
do that. All right, 4 eggs of any kind.
No, I couldn't do that.
You don't love the Rangers.
You don't. You hate the Rangers.
No, I don't.
Sounds like it.
I love the Rangers, but I ain't eating eggs.
All right, Greg, this will be a tough one for you because I know how much you like doing this. You have to give up the peanut butter trick with Clyde for 1 year.
I've never done that, you idiot.
Oh. No, for real. You have to let a grass snake loose in your house. You don't know where it is. It's there. But may turn up when you're sleeping, may crawl up your shorts one day. It's loose in your house.
There's a snake loose in the hammer's house.
Yes,
snake.
And he fears the snake worse than anything.
Snake.
Non-poisonous.
It's not going to kill you.
It might bite you if you step on it, but it's not going to hurt that bad.
No.
But a nice-sized grass snake.
Yeah, maybe a foot-long grass snake.
Snake.
Porta. Snake.
Not a cobra.
Greg?
Bring on the snake.
Really? Yeah.
Bring the snake on.
Snake!
You know, there's always the chance you might not ever even see the thing. You know,
That's true.
I'm probably going to see the snake. It's probably going to freak me out. But the Rangers are going to win the World Series.
Right. That's the way to look at it.
They're going
to
win the World Series.
I love his attitude.
I do, too.
I love Grego.
I do, too. All right, Michael. Your wife gets Chansey laugh for 1 year.
Chansey laugh.
Yeah, I can fight through it for a year. For the Rangers to win the World Series, I could fight through that for a year.
All right, all you hear every day, and Jordan gets, God, stop. And Jordan gets Corby lap. So right. You hear Chancey and Corby all day and all night.
That'd be a double dose of Corby because you're getting him anyway.
God, I know.
But the Rangers are going to win the World Series.
Yeah, okay, bring it. Bring on the laugh.
Bring it.
All right. Okay, Grego, for the rest of your natural-born life, you have to use the self-checkout line in the grocery store.
Wow.
Yeah, bring it on.
You do it?
You're kidding.
Technology.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah.
For one World Series.
Hey, the Rangers are going to win the World Series.
Boy, but you know how beaten he'd be after the fact?
He'd be so
bitchy. Like 10 but years it, later, you
yeah,
know.
I would think about 10 days later.
I would, but you know what? I will have been there for that World Series. We'd be doing our show from there. We'd be traveling. We wouldn't miss a game. We'd be at every single game. We'd be in the clubhouse. Yeah.
Be something we would never forget.
Bring it on. Bring it on. I just have to check out all my stuff. Wouldn't like it, but the Rangers would win the World Series.
All right, Michael. Jordan gets to go to Tulane or Arizona State. And the Rangers win the World Series. The two schools that you have forbidden her to even apply to.
Yes, she could go to those schools for the Rangers to win the World Series.
Wow!
You're selling out your morals.
You can control it.
You're selling out the morality regarding your daughter.
No, I'm just taking my chances and hope that I brought her up right to where she wouldn't do anything stupid at those party schools.
Such a tremendous attitude.
He has no idea that all schools are party schools, buddy.
All right, Greg, every time you get in your car...
Why does it take Charles Zampier to tell me that?
Every time you get in your car and every time you walk in your house, you hear nothing but Burrito Jimmy clips.
Stand back, Burrito!
Yeah, you bet.
In your house or car?
Everywhere, yes.
Even when you, how does he get out of it?
It's a year. It's for 1 year.
I know,
song.
But is it just in his head all the time?
It's piping out of the speakers in his house.
Stand back, Burrito!
You mean he can't listen to any radio or anything like that? It's all Burrito Jimmy.
Yes, all Burrito Jimmy bits with the entire crew, including Mushmouth.
You got to be kidding. You know what? It would drive me crazy, and after about 3 weeks, I'd be going nuts, but the Rangers would have won the World Series.
Real loud with the professor yelling.
Here?
Go ahead.
Stand back, Burrito!
Yeah, it would be horrible. It would be bad, but I would have got to experience the World Series. And my favorite team would have won it. And that would last a lifetime. To whereas I just had to be beaten down for 1 year. You bet. Bring it on.
But just think of how exhausted you'd be all the time.
Oh, I know. It would be horrible.
Couldn't do that.
It would not be good.
I could not do that.
Think
about how you'd have them all memorized and knew what was coming up next. And
you'd be like going... Okay. Just mimicking Burrito Jimmy.
But being down there and seeing Rusty get that champagne dumped on his head where they've won the World Series, yeah.
You know what you turn into? You turn into Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man quoting Who's on First.
Right.
Remember that scene? Who's on first? He's on first. Who's on first? What do you mean?
Now, does he have to listen to Burrito Jimmy when he's sleeping? Is it still piped into his house when he tries to go to bed?
Every day till midnight, and at 5 o'clock, it comes back on.
Oh,
Stand back,
God.
Hey, but the Rangers are winning the World Series.
So at 5 a.m.?
At 5 a.m. every day.
Okay!
Okay, that's how you wake up. No. Okay!
Yeah, it would suck.
His loud power fart sets off the Burrito Jimmy alarm.
it would suck, but the Rangers will have won the World Series. And we would have been there throughout the whole thing, not missing a game.
Stand back, Burrito!
If the Rangers ever go to the World Series runs, do any other hosts need to apply to go to one of those games?
No.
Well, I can't wait to go to the World Series with you two.
Well, you'll probably get to go.
I know. And I want to sit right in the middle of you and torture you like you did at the OU Texas game, Mike.
See, I don't...
And ask you about what the phone number is.
What did I do?
Ask you what the phone number is.
What did I do?
Hey, is North Texas Nissan really on Shady Shores Road?
You know what, though? See, we wouldn't put up with that. I really? Wouldn't let you, yeah, I mean, you'd try to do that, but I guarantee you, we wouldn't put up with it.
Because Gregor would threaten you with physical violence.
Exactly. Either that, or I'd call a security guy and have you removed.
Like, Greg, have you seen
Besides,
lately?
That question about North Texas Nissan was legitimate.
Yeah, right.
It was. I needed to know that.
All right. Mike?
All right.
You have to let Jordan date a 30-year-old her entire first year of college. Who's thinking? Who's thinking?
No.
Oh. You wouldn't?
No.
Nothing happens.
What if he's a nice boy?
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's got a nice job.
But he has a mustache.
No, he doesn't have a mustache. Oh. He's just a normal 30-year-old. He's like, hello, Mr. Reiner. It's nice to meet you. I'm Joe Businessman.
I'm 30 years old.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
All right, Greg, so far
so
you
that's
are...
That's kind of unfair that you bring his daughter into it. That's not really fair.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Isn't it?
No, because that's not fair.
All right, Greg, so far you're 4 for 4. So for number 5, would you tattoo Mr. Beef on your wiener?
Yes. Yes.
You would not.
There's no way. When it came down to crunch time, there's no way you'd go through with it.
Well, first of all, nobody'd ever see it.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Right. Imagine trying to explain that one away.
And boy, that would have to be
tattoo stuff on your wiener.
Sure.
And boy, that would have to be some small font to get all that online.
Yeah, I knew a guy that had snake eyes on the end of his.
On the end?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that had a fly tattooed on the end of his.
God.
A fly?
Yeah.
What's the significance of that?
I guess like a fly landed on your wiener.
Was that Sam?
No, huh? Fly landed on your wiener tip.
So Grego is 5 for 5.
Wiener in my pocket?
Mm. Yeah. He would tattoo Mr. Beef on his wiener.
God.
But the Rangers win the World Series,
I don't
buddy.
Really believe him, do you?
No, I don't. I don't believe that one.
That's the one that I don't believe you on, Greg.
Okay, Mike, new policy in your house. It's known as the open door policy.
Yes, yes, I would bring on the open door policy for the Rangers.
You are kidding. You would?
Yes.
Oh, your poor wife.
Oh, my God. Your poor family.
Well, see, I wouldn't have to worry about them doing it.
I know, but how uncomfortable is it when you're in there sitting down reading the paper and man, Jordan just strolls by. Hi, Daddy.
Yeah, with Caitlin or one of her buddies,
right.
You know?
Jeez.
Hey, sweetie.
It'd be embarrassing.
The Rangers are going to win.
It's for the Rangers.
I'm so sorry.
So Mike is 3 for 5?
Yeah. All right, Greg, for... one solid year, you have no air conditioning in your place, and for that one summer, you can't change your hammer boxers.
What?
No, I'm out on that.
No really? AC for one
no.
year?
No, when you start talking about hygiene, I can't do stuff like that.
Just wear the same boxers for like
for
3 months?
June, July, and August.
No, I couldn't do that.
Do that in a heartbeat.
I would too. All right, Mike, if the Rangers win one World Series, that means for the next 20 years, either Texas or Oklahoma wins the national championship of football.
No.
No?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
But you have your one World Series.
I don't care. I would forfeit that World Series for bad things to happen to Texas and OU.
All right, how about for the next 10 years, either one of them wins?
No.
Five?
No.
God.
I don't believe
that. I might make a one-for-one trade.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Grego loves the Rangers more than Rhines.
I guess so.
No, because I don't think that was fair bringing Jordan into it. That's not...
Well, he said yes to one of them.
Yeah, but that's not fair, though.
Oh, okay.
Brock, there it is.
That's nice.
All right, coming up next, we dip into the email bag here on The Ticket.